There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You know, we were talking about the death penalty in the last hour, and another thing that sort of related, I guess, has to do with prison is apparently Chelsea Manning, who used to be Bradley Manning, Private Manning, who used to be Sergeant Manning. This is it's very difficult to decide what Manning's first name is. It isn't Sergeant, it isn't Private, it isn't Bradley, it isn't Chelsea. Well, she says it's Chelsea, so Chelsea is fine by me, but it can be confusing nonetheless. There's no doubt about it. Apparently, Manning had some issues in prison regarding, what, a Vanity Fair with Caitlyn Jenner? With Caitlyn Jenner on the cover?
Yes, yeah, so Chelsea Manning is now, let's sort of explain why this is important, not just, you know, like somebody's in prison and they had a magazine. So Private Manning was a whistleblower, wound up giving a lot of information to WikiLeaks back in 2010. Before going to WikiLeaks, Private Manning went to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and I think like Reuters, and said, I have a bunch of information on possible U.S. war crimes. Do you want the information? And they all said, get lost, kid. And so then Private Manning, through Tor chat and something, found somebody from WikiLeaks, sent a bunch of this information over. That information came out, went public. And, well, now Private Manning has been in jail ever since and was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Yesterday, there was a incident at the...
It's 35 years in a military prison, and I wonder whether that's worse or better, honestly. I just don't know.
Well, based on this story, I would say much worse. Yesterday, there was an incident that could possibly wind up putting Private Manning in solitary confinement for either the rest of the sentence or the rest of her life, whichever comes first. Because Private Manning has a lot of health issues. The last time she was in solitary confinement, there were serious health problems that happened partly because of the gender identity thing and then other mental problems and, like, legit mental problems from solitary confinement. Like, that happens.
I believe Amnesty International has called it
cruel and unusual punishment.
Cruel and unusual punishment, torture. I have not been in solitary confinement. I did go to confinement, is what we called it in the prison that I was at. But I had a roommate, and that stunk. Obviously, you don't get out at all. They say there's exercise, but I never saw it, and I never saw anybody who saw it.
Did they call it the shoe?
No, they did not call it the shoes. That's a California thing, and that's a...
No, it's not. It's also a Connecticut thing.
It's a special housing unit, and that's a different thing. It's not solitary.
I thought it was security housing unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might be different in both places, or maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? From what I've seen of the shoe, it's a higher level of confinement than prison, but not exactly what I would have called confinement.
Right.
So yesterday in the military prison, one of the guards, who is labeled a specialist, claims that...
A specialist is just a corporal, right?
I don't know. The article here just says specialist, in quotes, claims that Private Manning swept some food onto the floor in the dining area. This led to a charge of disorderly conduct. That violation...
Who knows what the circumstances were? I mean, it could have just been some crumbs that she got out of the way
right,
or whatever. But any other prison guard should have dealt with this, if they were going to deal with this at all, should have dealt with this in the fashion by, here's a broom. You'll be sweeping the dining hall.
The entire dining hall.
That's the way you do this.
Yes. But
when you're not an a-hole.
But with that violation on the books, Manning was placed in administrative segregation, and her room was searched. The people doing the search found a handful of magazines, including the issue of Cosmo she had an interview published in. They also found political books, which is unsurprising since Private Manning is working on a degree in political science. They dubbed this prohibited property. Also found in the cell.
So the college course that she was taking was prohibited property. Gotcha.
The books, yes. They also found a tube of anti-cavity toothpaste marked may keep in cell.
Isn't all toothpaste anti-cavity?
No. Like, no? Most of it now, they're going to put on their, like, cavity protection, but, like, regular toothpaste, like, it's just, like, paste that you put on your tooth to clean it, not necessarily to fight a cavity. But it was labeled may keep in cell, which upon further inspection, they determined was a couple of months outdated. This led to a charge of misuse of medicine.
Toothpaste is medicine, all right.
Well, it's got an expiration date, so therefore medicine.
So does all food.
Taken together, and you're not allowed to have food in your cell. That will get you placed in solitary confinement.
Well, that's a lesser charge, though, I would think, is right. Food in the cell over misuse of medicine.
Right. So taken together, the tube of toothpaste, the alleged food on the floor, and the magazines are enough to send Manning even further up the river. And officials are spurting calls to make hearings public, open to the public, because they have to have a hearing in front of a judge, and I'm using air quotes around that judge. It's basically a lieutenant corporal that will wind up deciding.
What is
deciding,
a lieutenant corporal?
Or lieutenant colonel.
Okay.
I don't know military ranks, Mark.
All right, I just didn't know what you meant.
Lieutenant colonel. The person that heard the last case was a lieutenant colonel.
Rear general.
No, that's something totally different. But they, you know, like they have to have a hearing to decide how long Private Manning is going to wind up being in solitary confinement. And apparently the military wants to keep that hearing private and hush hush and don't let anybody in. But right now, Private Manning is in solitary confinement indefinitely, meaning that it could be the rest of her life, the rest of her prison sentence, whichever winds up coming first. The article here from antiwar.com says Manning was already in solitary confinement for months pending the initial trial and saw deteriorating health during that time. As someone who leaked evidence of government abuse and has publicly been calling for reforms during her time in prison, there seems to be a concerted effort to cut Manning even further off from the public and give her health problems in the past solitary confinement period. It's no guarantee she'll even survive the 35-year sentence to keep calling for reforms throughout.
Does it feels punitive just by reading the article?
Yes.
It's so petty that what this is about, sweeping some crumbs onto the off of the table, and then, you know, hey, looks like you've got some toothpaste here. Oh, and a magazine and a college course. You're going to have to go to you're going to the cooler. I mean,
you're going to the hole.
This is what stands for corrections these days. This isn't corrections. This is petty bullcrap.
Yes.
This is guards being mean to somebody because they can be. They're not American enough or whatever the reason might be. I have no clue what the reason might be.
Well, I can speculate why the guards are working this way or operating this way. The very first thing that you mentioned about this prison, it's a military prison.
Yeah.
Private Manning revealed information that the military possibly committed war crimes. And I only include the word possibly because, like, no court has said, yes, these are actual war crimes. But if you read the definition of what a war crime is, war crimes were committed. So because you have snitched on us, we're going to take it out on you. So, yeah, the guards are looking for any chance they get to make Private Manning's life miserable.
Yeah, I...
Because they can.
That's what it seems like.
And these guys, I guarantee you, they're probably going to wind up getting a promotion.
What do you think? Is this punitive? I mean, I don't know how we're going to know, but it certainly feels like it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Apparently, Chelsea Manning, in prison for whistleblowing on the United States government, is now being sent to confinement, a higher state of imprisonment, for sweeping crumbs off of the table, apparently, when she was having a meal, and then having toothpaste and a college course in
and a magazine.
Room, and a magazine in her room. So it
They did the search of the room after the crumbs were swept onto the floor. That was labeled disorderly conduct. And then they said, all right, we're now going to search your room because we can. And they found a magazine that apparently Private Manning had been interviewed for and was quoted in, that also covered something about Caitlyn Jenner. They found some political books that, you know, one would expect someone trying to get a degree in political science to have.
It sounds punitive to me.
And expired toothpaste.
Yeah, it's just too much. If you've got any thoughts on it, number's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Apparently, the new Yes is Yes movement, which I think has been very popular in New York and some liberal states, the idea is that you need a higher level of consent to have sex on a college campus or something. That's been struck down, maybe?
Well, maybe. At least it's certainly in a solid direction to striking it down, which I think is fantastic, because that whole Yes is Yes movement is ridiculous.
All right.
And it's sexist.
What is it?
Well, it's essentially this affirmative consent, which is basically that it's basically requiring you, if you're going to have sex with someone, that you have to sign a contract first.
Yeah, I saw a video where they were like, consent is sexy, I believe is what the video is called.
Right.
And the idea was that as the act progressed, you had to get consent, verbal consent for every sort of step. By the way, the video, and the people in that video did not get consent for every act that was...
I think that the only way that this should be fair or work is if the woman is the one required to get the signing of the contract.
Why is that?
Because if a guy does it, that dude's never getting laid ever again in the rest of his life, period. That's just not happening.
I see.
But if the woman is the one who's required to get the contract, no problem.
He'll sign anything. That's the problem. It's going to be like a terms of use contract on the internet. It's like, give me that. Here, I'm signing. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I got to love you forever. I got to need you and forever leave you. Yeah, make you so happy for the rest of your life. There it is. I'll sign it.
So, Mark, it's not just every step. Once you determine that you're going to go to coitus, it's every step leading up to. So, can I touch your hand?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Can I caress your hair? Can I nibble gently on your earlobe?
Well, to get into the specifics of this case, a student who was wrongfully expelled for rape, he triumphs in court, and due process beats the Yes Means Yes movement. The University of Tennessee shifted the burden of proof and violated the rights of accused student Corey Mock. A judge overturned the expulsion of Corey Mock, a University of Tennessee at Chattanooga student and star wrestler, after determining that the UT's administration had improperly required Mock to prove that he was innocent of sexually assaulting another student.
I don't know how you prove that. But,
yeah, you can't prove a negative.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is that just because he's on the wrestling team, I think that people are going to, you know, it just that whole jock thing, the Revenge of the Nerds just made every jock guilty of whatever the crime is.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think that there's still a lot of prejudice for athletes. Not against.
Have you ever seen...
Probably both.
Have you ever seen the movie... I'm forgetting the name of it now, but it's a football movie. Came out in the early 90s. No, not Friday Night Lights.
Blue Mountain?
Just continue the story and I'll find the name
of it. We'll just get into naming every football movie. Okay, so... the decision is a significant blow to the concept of affirmative consent. According to Judge Carol McCoy, UT's a woman, A UT's, in case that needs to be pointed out, a UT's consent standard wrongfully shifted the burden of proof and violated Mock's due process rights. Mock's expulsion stemmed from a sexual encounter with a fellow student, Molly Morris, during the spring of 2014. Morris and Mock had met online and quickly became friends. They hung out on several occasions and decided to attend a house party together. Morris had too much to drink. Someone might have slipped her something, though no evidence established this, and went to the bathroom to be sick. Mock found her, took her to a bedroom, and they had sex. A week after the incident, Morris told Mock that she had not given consent. 3 months later, she formally accused him of raping her. The campus judicial process initially cleared Mock, but UT Chancellor Stephen Engel took an interest in the case after meeting with Morris. Engel asked the campus adjudicators to rehear the case. This time, Mock was found guilty. The rationale was atrocious. As K.C. Johnson of Minding the Campus explains, Engel, for his part, argued that Mock had failed to prove that he had obtained affirmative consent. That is, that Mock, not UTC, had the burden of proof in the initial hearing. UTC hadn't adopted a yes-means-yes policy, but Engel inferred it through various provisions in the school's code and other writings. UT's decision was a powerful confirmation of due process advocates' worst fears about affirmative consent policies. I have long argued that the yes means yes when judged by university officials in tandem with a preponderance of the evidence standard creates a de facto assumption that an accused student is guilty unless he can prove otherwise, turning innocent until proven guilty on its head.
I see some... First off, this sounds like a pretty awful case.
Mm-hmm.
If the facts are as the facts are here, I mean, as they're presented, let's call them facts because
right.
They're presented as they are. If she was slipped something, then I got a real problem with him going to the bathroom. She's going to the bathroom to be sick. Oh
right.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We should go to the bedroom and do it. Like, this isn't the order of operations
right.
for the way these things should go. However, if she drank too much, the thing is that a girl shouldn't be precluded from going to a party if she can't control her alcohol consumption, right? Like,
well, the other thing
actually
is,
have control of it, of whatever her substance consumption is. If she was slipped something, I think that if she can prove, look, right afterwards she gets tested. See, I was slipped.
Right,
something.
The burden of proof should be on her, though.
It should be.
Right.
I concur. The burden of proof is always on the accuser.
Right,
because we have this concept of innocent until proven guilty. At least in English common law, you don't have that in Louisiana because they're under Napoleonic common law, which is guilty until proven innocent.
There's something else at work here, though. There's a meme that goes around the internet that talks about a guy who gets a girl drunk, or they get drunk, and so obviously she didn't give consent, so he raped her.
What
about him? If he's drunk, how can he give consent?
855-450-3733. 855-453. Free Talk Live. LRN.FM on Skype.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this, what appears to be a rape case. And I guess it's been, you know, the university punished this athlete for what sounds like inappropriate sexual behavior to me. But the courts overturned it because the burden of proof wasn't met. Is that about right, Johnson?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Let me real quick, I want to tell you about the way that you can go about getting a tremendous discount on everything that you buy in your life. Pretty much Amazon. Can we establish that Amazon has pretty much everything that you need to buy in your life? Obviously, you're going to still have your cell phone bills and things like that, although you might be able to do a track phone through Amazon. I'm not entirely sure. And
They don't have fresh produce, but they do have meat and seafood, and I just bought a case of turkey jerky on Amazon.
Everything but essentially produce and the bills you've got to pay. You can get at a discount of 15 to 25%, and people have gotten higher. Darryl, what's your highest?
30% on that case of turkey jerky.
30% off.
I bet you could find farmers, local farmers, willing to trade with you for things from Amazon for your fresh produce.
It's probably true, if that's what you wanted to do.
You might even be able to get an additional further discount.
That's like extra work, though, you know, in that case. This isn't much extra work to save 15 to 25%. And the reason I use 15 to 25% is that that's a more reasonable range of what you're going to save. But that's like getting a raise. If your boss said to you, hey, I'd like to give you a raise of 10%, you'd be like, yeah. That's a big deal. Well, it's a big deal to be able to save this kind of money.
Okay, but let me be a naysayer here. Ahead, so what if you you're gonna buy Bitcoins because you got to change your FRNs because you're probably not getting your paycheck in Bitcoins unless you're extremely fortunate, you know. So you're probably gonna be exchanging your FRNs into Bitcoin. So how much does that cost you?
ExpressCoin.com. You can do it for about 3%. If you do less than $40 worth. So say you did $40 worth every week. If you do $40 worth or less, you do it for zero fee. Anything above that is 3%. That's the lowest fee you're going to find on transferring Bitcoin anywhere.
So when you say 50, did you say 15 to 25 or 15 to 20%?
15 to 25.
So 15 to 25. So realistically, what you're actually talking about is a 17 to 22% discount. So it's not worth my time.
It's 12 to 22. Yeah. It is absolutely worth your time. Purse.freetalklive.com. You go there, you make an account, you fund that account with Bitcoin, you get your Bitcoins at expresscoin.com. You go there to get your Bitcoins, and then you'll begin reaping the savings. Bitcoin is now worth getting for you that have been like, what do I need Bitcoin for? Because you can save a tremendous amount of money on the things that you buy day to day through purse.freetalklive.com.
I want to ask from the opposite direction, though, here. So, because every time we sell Purse, it's from the perspective of somebody who wants to buy things, right, with Bitcoin, right? Well, what if you want to sell things? Like, it seems like if you're offering that huge of a discount, that it's like, well, this seems like an extremely poor way of getting Bitcoin.
I think that the people that are getting Bitcoin through using Purse, generally, they have Amazon credits for whatever reason they have them. Some people are paid in Amazon credits. People.
Stephanie Murphy, for example, former Free Talk Live co-host, has said that sometimes she'll get paid in like an Amazon UK gift card.
Okay.
They will not ship anything to the U.S. on that Amazon UK gift card. It can only be used for Amazon UK, so she will find things that somebody in the UK wants to buy, and then she'll buy Bitcoin with her Amazon gift card.
Interesting.
And then you've got people in some of these, a lot of times, foreign countries, where they might not have easy access to buying Bitcoin. They want to get some Bitcoin. Okay, I can go to Purse and, exchange rates and whatever else. It winds up, for some reason, being beneficial to them to do it the way they do.
Okay. I mean, I happen to be in a position to know some folks who sell on Amazon a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to figure out, how does this make sense for sellers? Well, that makes it make a lot more sense for me.
There you go. So it's purse.freetalklive.com and expresscoin.com to get the Bitcoins. We were talking about this situation, as I said, this college rape case. And go on, Johnson, with the facts of the case.
Sure. Well, we were talking about the fact that this whole yes means yes thing, and judging by that standard, creates a de facto assumption that the accused student is guilty unless they can prove otherwise, turning innocent until proven guilty on its head. Right, so that becomes a big, huge problem. I mean, consider what evidence Mock would have had to present at his hearing in order to clear himself. Only a signed document or perhaps a video of the encounter could have definitively established that he had Morris's permission to proceed. So do college administrators really expect students to draw up consent papers or film every sexual encounter on, to tape it? And sadly, some activists actually do this.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. And it's a safer way to go about things, but you're going to have it's going to cut down your possibilities of having sexual relations if you have to get a contract every time. It's kind of not romantic.
Imagine this is actually a great excuse, guys. If you're in college, you just say, I have to film this in order to prove consent. So we have to film the entire encounter. It's required by law.
Good for everybody. Yeah, just make the law up as you go. Everybody else does.
So here's my question on this. Can you get a blanket contract that says, you have my permission any day between these hours to do anything that you want, or does it have to be for each encounter? Each time, sign this paper saying that you can touch my left breast. Sign this paper saying that you can nibble on my right earlobe. Or could it be we're in a relationship and we agree to have sexy time.
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people that just don't want that. There are people out there that just don't want people to have sex, period. There was a story out of, and I can't remember where it was, the Midwest someplace, the West, I don't know, like the Great Plains states, somewhere in there is what it comes to mind, is this, he was actually like a legislator whose wife was in the nursing home because she had Alzheimer's, but she'd want to have sex. Well, she was under the care, for whatever reason, of her daughter, and her daughter, like, issued a mandate of some sort that her mother and stepfather couldn't have sex. So he'd have sex with his wife, and he would be, you know, he got brought up on charges for this. Because, I mean, it seems to me...
Power of attorney.
It seems to me that when you get married to somebody, that at that point, the assumption is that if you're having sex, that it is... the assumption should be that if you're having sex, that it is not rape. But there are many people that want to, you know, just want this to... penis and vagina sex is rape.
Well, in that case, and actually there's a lot of legal precedent for this, so there are conjugal obligations in a marriage contract. So I wonder if the daughter is issuing that as power of attorney, would the stepfather slash husband have legal recourse to sue her for breach of contract? I think they actually would have a case there.
Well, he got found not guilty on it, but it's
not only. But I'm saying not only should he not be found guilty, but because she issued that as a decree, that's a breach of contract, a marriage contract, and therefore, you know, because those basically, if you're married, sex becomes in many states an obligation. It's actually like there are certain amounts of.
I wonder what the amount is.
Performative duties that are required by law. And under marriage.
Is it once a week?
I don't know. I don't think there's nothing really established, but I think basically if one partner in a marriage decides to start withholding sex, that becomes grounds for divorce and possibly grounds for more in a divorce case.
Yeah, it sounds like it is absolutely grounds for divorce, but I think would think not much else.
It's actually, it often actually becomes grounds for a lot more because divorce cases become, contested over property and shared belongings and all that other stuff.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I can see some problems with this yes means yes line of thinking, but this case, it doesn't make me feel comfortable either. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Did you know you can get archives of Free Talk Live going back?
What?
Yeah, for many, many, many years for free. The other talk show hosts out there, they're charging you for their archives. Free Talk Live's giving them away. And we've got them going back farther because Free Talk Live's been saving our shows on MP3, I think, longer than the vast majority of shows out there. I don't think they were even thinking about
it. Has he never put up the first seasons yet, or is he still like, yes. I don't, okay. I was like wondering, is he still, I thought that they were like AMP only for a while or something, I don't, you know.
There was some kind of relationship like that, and I think he just put them up.
Okay.
Ultimately, that's what we want to do, is we want people to hear the show.
Right. So
even, you know, even if it's
was completely different.
It was completely different, yeah. Free Talk Live's changed throughout the years. We've been around for 12 years. Let's go to Ron calling in from Raleigh. Hey, Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm calling in from Raleigh. I was talking about, you were listening to you talk about Private Manning.
Yes.
And I apologize if I sound a little nervous. I don't call in talk shows very often. This is the first time I've heard your show, so. But I can't let your assertion go on Private Manning on your characterization of him and his.
What's the assertion?
Well, you're making more like he's some kind of hero or more than what he is. I know from very personal knowledge that he is just self-centered and egotistical. He should have never been deployed to Iraq. He was a security risk before he went. He assaulted a female at Fort Drum while he was there. But he's no great person to be spoken fondly of. He has issues, no doubt about it.
Well, he should be charged for assaulting somebody if he assaulted somebody. And
he was kept in.
That's the government.
Nobody should be ever sent to any war zone ever. Nobody.
Why didn't you call and complain to Congress when you're voting on going to Iraq like I did?
Okay? I didn't think.
You commit to go, you commit to go. Okay, my son and daughter
for how long?
In Iraq. And for the information that he released, could have very well jeopardized our soldiers. And
not one soldier was put in jeopardy, of course, as I understand it.
The U.S. government even admitted that none of the information that was released actually put anybody in danger,
except for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, everything's not always what it seems, just like you're trying to portray him as being some hero. He's not.
He's a whistleblower.
I have some news. We've been complaining about this stuff. We've been complaining about this stuff for over a decade, and they just don't seem to care. I don't quite understand why they just don't want to listen to us about this not going to war thing.
Listen, that's a whole other topic there. We're talking about Private Manning right now. And he didn't gather that information to release it in some altruistic motive to expose some wrongdoing someplace. He did it for his own personal gain. He was
something. How did you know this?
What's the gain?
That's why he had those magazines in the...
What's the gain?
Because he was trying to glorify himself.
Oh, self-aggrandizement. Okay.
He has issues, okay? Whether or not he should be sent 35 years, that's a whole different thing. But he definitely has issues.
I think we all do. It's difficult to.
Yeah,
you know, it would be.
We don't jeopardize other people's lives.
You know, I just can't go for that.
By yourself.
I think I can't go for that because the problem is in a democracy, and you know, we elect people democratically, even if we're not a democracy. The idea is that we, the people, are the government, and that we have to be able to make decisions on who's a good leader and who's not a good leader. And because of Bradley now, Chelsea Manning's information leak, we know that Hillary Clinton, in the form of the State Department, broke the law. That was some information that was leaked in the WikiLeaks. And I need to know that as a voter. So that, by definition.
I'm not against more information being not classified and like that, but we should work on doing that through the right process. Not just
when you give government politicians and bureaucrats the ability to make things secret, they're going to make things secret. And there needs to be some kind of pressure on that. It's not going to be electoral.
That's right. And the press needs to do its job better and be more of a...
How's the press going to be able to get information like what Chelsea Manning released?
But he just bulked released it to the world. Okay.
He sure did.
He didn't try to pick out stuff that, you know, he knew wouldn't be
that's what the press failed in doing. The press, he tried to release to press organizations. The press organizations turned down the information, and so therefore...
No, I know very close personal knowledge that he did not try to do all that.
Well, I can only work with the news stories, and I'm sorry, that's the information I have, Ron. I can only work with news stories.
Yeah, and even in the statement that Private Manning made...
Great guy, okay? He's from some of the stuff that he ended up, the end result, there were things that were released that should have been released before that were classified that probably shouldn't have been classified, but that's not the way you do it. And you can jeopardize people's lives by doing that. And it was my son was over there, okay? And you can't just have one guy say, oh, well, this is wrong, I'm going to release it all. Because you don't know what damage it's going to do.
At some point or another, one guy's got to take a stand, though. And I feel like
do it like that. He could.
Well, maybe not.
Congressional hearing.
What's that?
He could have gone to a congressional hearing.
Congress doesn't
want to hear it.
Yeah,
believe me. When somebody in the military complains to Congress, they listen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When was the last time that a military individual took something to Congress and they did something about it?
Follow some of the congressional records that's gone on. It's happened.
I know nothing of this. I'd be very interested in Congress taking a stand because they seem like a bunch of politicians that take payoffs, especially from the military-industrial complex.
There's definitely certainly a problem there. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's not that I disagree with you entirely, Ron, but I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Now,
I just wonder how fast these, you know, like Iraqi and Afghanistan and Iran and then, you know, Middle East soldiers who are against us, how fast they are going to be able to react to, you know, news that comes out, like something like one of these leaks or whatnot. Like, are they really on top of this? Just like, oh, we're translating this and now we know and all this military information. Like, is that how it really works? I mean, are they able to just like instantly react to it? 'Cause it seems like even with WikiLeaks that it takes native English speaking people who want to get news out of these things months and months and months to pour through this information.
Millions of pages.
Yeah, millions of pages, like months and months to pour through it to find anything relevant regarding anything. And yet somehow these soldiers are supposed to be able to like use this to like react to current military strategic planning and put people's lives at risk. How? By the time that they've reacted to any of this information, it's irrelevant.
I suppose that's true. I have heard that there were, and this is, I think, the most relevant piece of information, is sort of like translators and Iraqis that were, you know, sort of, I don't know how to describe them, on the side of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, they were sort of, their information was put out there, and that would be very bad for them and their families.
Okay.
I would like to say that that's, again, another government failing. If somebody from Iraq worked with the U.S. soldiers to, you know, to help them, then the United States government should give that person and their family an opportunity to move to the United States.
Yeah,
because
think?
Otherwise you're a bunch of ingrates and you stink, especially if their lives are in danger. So Chelsea Manning could very well have made those people's lives better by putting pressure on the United States to make it so that they could, you know, have an opportunity to move here. So this is, it's like saying the United States government is a force of nature, and it is the people that work there are not responsible for their actions. However, Chelsea Manning is, and I refuse to say that. Everybody who works within the government and works without is responsible for their actions. There's nobody who's not responsible for their actions. So that means everybody who's working for the U.S. government, keeping the secrets from you know, citizens that they need to know, information, these kind of things. These people aren't patriots. They aren't good people. They're bad people. And it seems to me that the soldiers, like Chelsea Manning, took an oath, swore an oath on a Bible that they would protect the country against enemies in, foreign and domestic. And that comes down to an individual soldier's mandate. And that individual soldier has to ask themselves every minute they're doing their job, am I living up to my oath? Am I protecting my friends and families and neighbors and countrymen from enemies both foreign and domestic?
And also, is this a lawful order that I'm being given? And that's something that a lot of times they're told, like, you don't get to decide what's lawful, you just do it. But let's go back for a second to the people that should go through the channels. Thomas Drake tried to go through the channels. Nobody from Congress wanted to hear anything that he had to say.
This is the first NSA whistleblower.
So he became a whistleblower.
Yep. And this is one of the problems is that you can see, as a whistleblower, you see what happens to the ones that come before.
Yes.
And you don't know what else to do.
So I love the movie Pentagon Wars with Kelsey Grammer. It's sort of about like whistleblowing over the Sherman. I think it was a Sherman.
No,
tank?
The Bradley.
Bradley
fighting vehicle.
Bradley fighting.
Yeah,
vehicle.
That was an incredible piece of
hilarious
of film. 855-450-FREE. Do you agree with Chelsea Manning's actions? Disagree? Tell me why. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.